Well, I have a lot of people in the team group were like, hope you're all right, Duff. Hope nothing's going wrong. Blah, blah, blah. Hope you're safe. I just said, it's his own fault for being a tight ass and going during hurricane season.
Yeah, I mean, do you really get discounts at this time of year? I should know this.
Yeah, of course you do, because it's hurricane season. No one wants to go, do they?
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about it when he said he was going. And I even made a joke about hurricanes. But then I realized there's an actual hurricane, like, right over where he was. So, yeah, hopefully he is okay. Because he's got a podcast to help support.
Yeah, he's been letting us down recently. Quite a lot, might I add.
Yeah.
And there's been comments, all I'm going to say is there's been comments from people. Why is he missing? It's the show's better without him. You two are great. He's rubbish. Frankly, let's not get him back.
Yeah, I've heard the exact same. So, you know, if he wants to come back, he's going to have to make, like, a good argument for it at this point.
A groveling apology.
Yeah, I mean, I'll accept that or a burger at a pub and an apology over the meal.
You know you're not going to get a meal out of him. You know that.
All right.
He's, it looks like he's kicked off the show, doesn't it?
He's kicked himself off the show.
Simple as. I've actually had some feedback about you.
Oh, God.
A really glowing report. I don't know what you've done to it, done to the bloke. I'm not going to name names to embarrass him. I don't know what you've done to him, but he loves you.
I had no idea.
I'll tell you after the show.
Oh, okay.
It rhymes with Shmame Shmaron or the Shmondor.
The Shmondor. Gah!
That's it. There we go. You're doing the pose. No one can see, but you're doing the pose.
Only you and I know who we're talking about.
No, I'm sure other people do. The name's got around now. You did more of an Eddie the Eagle pose anyway.
Okay, I'll work on it.
Do you know who Eddie the Eagle is?
I've heard of the guy.
He was a ski jumper at one of the Winter Olympics for the UK. And he was terrible.
No, I watched a film about that, actually.
Yeah, they bought a film out.
Hey, he's a brave guy.
Nah, it can't be that hard, can it?
Can you imagine? I don't think I could do it.
I've done stupid shit in my life. As I've got older, I've got a little more wary.
Yeah.
I had my own Eddie the Eagle moment, actually, when I was skiing when I was 17, 18. Went on a ski trip, first time I'd ever skied. And for the week, got there for the week, was a beginner. And then by the end of the week, thought it was really good. And there was a jump that was about 6 foot high. And because I was like, all bravado, I'm like, I'll do it. And I did it. And have you ever skied, have you, Josh?
Oh, yeah.
I went up the jump, leaned backwards and landed on my arse. Like, skis were up in the air. Like, I was all right, just laughing my head off. But
yeah.
After that nonsense, shall we start the show?
I think everyone would appreciate it.
Right.
Well, it's time for In the Chains, the UK-based podcast for amateur disc golfers. Get ready for course reviews, disc reviews, and the latest news and updates from the disc golf world. Your hosts will also talk about their own progression and have a lot of fun along the way. And now, here they are, two Brits and one Yang. Let's get started.
Yes. Welcome back to another episode of In the Chains. On the T-Box tonight is not Duffy. And we have Mr. Thomas Bowen.
Thank you. And on the other side, we have Mr. Josh Birmingham.
Yeah. Dastardly Duo.
The Dastardly Duo. I was about to say, you were very sort of nonchalant with your opening then.
I'm feeling pretty relaxed tonight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think we got to grips without having the eye toller here, haven't we?
We know all the secrets now.
It's not hard, is it?
No.
I can't believe he handed the editing reins over to you, to be honest, Josh. Like, that's a lot to give up, isn't it?
It's a lot of work. It takes about 3 hours, believe it or not.
Oh, you've got to listen to everything.
I might just be shit at it, and it shouldn't take that long, but I don't want to put it out and then have the intro coming at the end, or vice versa.
Like Duffy does.
Yeah, we can't have that. One reason the show's better.
Exactly. Duffy says it only takes him an hour. We can see why, can't we?
But moving on, I think I forgot to mention something. Maybe you forgot to mention in the news. But Noah Smithson cashed at a Eurotour event at the Belgian Open a couple of weeks ago. He finished in 17th place, his best finish at one of those events.
Congratulations, Noah. Was it in the under 15s category?
This is the big dogs.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Good lad, Noah. Well done.
Yep, so props to him. It's good to see someone from the UK out on tour, you know, kind of putting us on the map. So, yeah, well done.
Well done to him.
Speaking of another UK person in the US, do you know who I'm talking about?
Are you stealing all my news?
No. All right, we won't do that.
Let's just get it out there. You can do it. You've said it now, so you've got to do it.
I could change it up. I could change it up.
Let's do it now, because you're desperate to say it.
Well, I'm just excited. Teammate Rachel Turton is on her way to the US, or in the US now, considering this is Thursday, not Monday. But yeah, she's at Throw Pink Women's Disc Golf Championships.
It runs alongside the USDGC, doesn't it?
Pretty exciting. I don't know anyone personally that's played that course or that event, so it's pretty exciting news.
It's a big thing, yeah. It's a big thing. Good luck to her. Congratulations on getting so far. Let's have a good performance. I'm thinking she could probably break top 10.
Speaking of, though, I was just planning a few events that I'm going to go to next year on the Euro Tour.
Oh, on the Euro Tour?
Yeah, I'm gonna get out there.
What are you looking at?
I'm going to do probably, well, this is all contingent that I get in, but Sula Open.
Nice.
I want to go back to Kona Piste in nice. Czech Republic. And I want to either do Drava Forester in Croatia or maybe the Tour Championship in Spain, which I don't expect to even be able to get into if I'm only going to do two or three events.
So that'll be great, that will. So are you going on tour properly? Is this the first time you're doing a proper tour?
Yeah, essentially. I mean, I've never played a PDGA tour event ever in my life.
The 40-year-old boy will become a man.
Yep, I'm going to learn some lessons, that's for sure. You know, like I said, it's cool to see Noah out there doing it and Rachel, and I kind of want to jump out and just test my skills. Like, I've played some Europeans in the past and got absolutely creamed. But, you know, been working on it, so we'll see. If I go up a couple spots or make the cut line at a tournament, I would be absolutely thrilled.
Are you going to need 1,000 rated caddy?
I mean, always.
One that will carry your bag, offer you water every single hole, but not tell you what to throw.
I don't know. I feel like when you tell me what to throw, it usually goes pretty well.
Ah, that's a great segue, isn't it?
I'm getting good at this.
You are getting very good. Right, tell me about the new disc.
Okay, so the new flavor of the month, as I want to say. It could last longer than a month. We'll see. Feels a bit of a fling right now because it's It's a brand that I don't usually dip into, but the MVP / Axiom / Streamline /
whatever the hell it is.
Yeah. Anyway, the Pyro. We talked about it last week. I had two on the way. They finally came. I went to the park to test them out, and I took my basket out and put it about 80 meters away.
Yeah.
Like, kind of on, like, on a tree line, kind of tucked in just a little bit to the right, so it'd be like a nice forehand hyzer shot.
Yeah.
First throw with it, right in dead center chains.
You got it in?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that before the show.
I wanted to save it, but it was really funny because, you know, I'm practicing in Clapham Common, so there's people everywhere. And this guy was coming down the trail right next to the basket, he and his dog, and it just like crashed in, and he like turned, looked at me, and I was just in shock. And so I just kind of like shrugged my shoulders and smiled, and then he just looked at me and shrugged his shoulders, and it was just like, what?
He doesn't know what that means. He might think that if you do that, you do it every single shot.
Well, he might have just heard the crash of chains and looked over and saw me, and I was looking at him. Didn't realize I threw the disc at all. He was just like, why is this guy shrugging at me? But no, it was really cool.
The only problem with that, Josh, it can only go downhill from there.
That is true, because I threw it about 50 more times after that, and I got close, but never went back in. But no, it's such a good disc. It's my review is simply a baby Firebird. And we got the plastic wrong last week. It was Prism Plasma.
What will we call it?
I think we said like Plasma Proton or something.
Yeah, we did, yeah. It's Prism, yeah.
This is part of why I don't throw those discs, because it's so confusing.
But I think that is the only plastic the Pyro comes in.
That's not exactly true.
Why?
Because there is a second type of plastic, I believe, for the center.
I can't remember.
I don't remember what that is, but anyway.
No one knows. MVP's marketing scheme is horrific.
Yeah. But, you know, great discs, obviously. But I'm only going to put one in the bag for now. It just seems weird.
Did you throw it backhand?
So, mainly forehand. I didn't even practice it backhand in the field. I only threw it forehand. And people that were saying it replaced the Rock 3, I don't think it's like interchangeable with the Rock 3. It's so much more overstable.
Do you think the numbers are slightly wrong? Or do you think that because it's 2.5?
Yeah, I feel like there's a bit more fade than that.
Yeah.
But the second one I got doesn't quite, it's not as overstable. So I don't know if that's an age thing or the type of plastic is different, because the stamp's been rubbed off completely. So I don't even know what it is exactly.
What's the top like on each of them? Cause mine's a flat top.
They're dead flat.
Yeah. Okay.
And it feels so good in the hand because of that for forehands.
It does, doesn't it? And it you can't over-torque it either, because like I was saying, with my gaiters, you get a lot of torque wobble on it, but you can't you can't over-torque it, can you?
Yeah. So, a lot of airtime for one disc, but if you're out there and you need an overstable mid, the Pyro is where it's at.
Did you find out if Adam Keane throws one? You haven't spoken to him, have you?
Not about that.
Okay.
But, I'll segue into my next thing. Adam Keane and that whole group of us playing Croydon. So I had the one tag, right?
You've lost it.
I lost it to Terry Pospisilva.
Why have you lost it?
Well, we had a nice day out on last Saturday. Yeah. And we played around. They met up about halfway through. They were late. And they said, do you want to stay for a tag round? Next one. And I said, okay. So I called Blair, Told her I was going to stay all day. Maybe caused myself a little bit of drama doing that, but that's a nice day, and I wanted to stay out. So anyway, I put the tag up, because if you have the one tag, it's your duty to put it up, right?
Yeah, you have to, yeah.
And so she and I discussed handicaps.
No, this is where you've gone wrong already. Go on, carry on.
Okay, all right. So we discussed handicaps, because I'm happy to do it with tags, because it gives everyone a chance. And I think, you know, it's good to, it kind of puts the battle, like, against yourself as well to do good, you know, not just beat this person, but you have to, like, play as good as you can, essentially, if you give them a good enough handicap. So we played the blue course. I gave her a stroke, a hole, so 18 strokes. I didn't really think about it. There's not that much separation on the blue course because it's a bit shorter. And so I ended up losing by 3. So I beat her by 15.
What did you score?
I shot eight under on the blues, which is, it's a decent round. I mean,
yeah,
you could probably do 4 or 5 better if you're really in the zone. But yeah, she shot close to her PB, and that was a few strokes off my PB. So it's like we both played pretty well. And she took the win. So congratulations, Terry, on number one.
I'm going to nothing. This isn't to take away from Terry or anyone. I don't agree with handicaps for back tags.
Why?
You signed up to the back tag league. You know what the crack is.
Yeah, it's not. It's not something you have to do. That's for sure.
I definitely wouldn't be as kind as you.
Well, I don't know. I think people put a little too much weight on the tags. Like, it's not that serious. Unless there's, like, money on the line, I guess. But it's meant to just kind of be fun. And that's the kind of the way I take it. Like, of course, I like having the one tag. But not that I'm physically trying to share it on purpose. But I do want to give people a chance. And it's just fun when you can battle someone, you know, that's has a different game than you, or I don't know.
So what tag have you got now?
30.
I like the plan here, Josh. This is a great plan. You can pass it to someone else who's the same standard as you, and they're stuck with number 30.
Yeah, that's if I beat them, I guess.
Well, you're the king of Croydon. You're the king of Croydon, aren't you? Let's not beat around the bush. You're the king of Croydon.
Well, I don't hold the course record on the main course.
Who does?
Ben Davies.
Ah, don't worry about him.
But he's starting to play again. I need to meet up with him soon. Anyway, but yeah, so yeah, there's a couple of contenders for that spot, I would say.
You're currently the king of Croydon.
I will accept.
I think we should get you one of them fake gold chains that says the king of Croydon.
I was just watching the practice round where Jeremy Colling wore the crown and the whole get up.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's good. It's from a few years ago. Yeah, but yeah, I could see me doing that in Croydon.
Maybe you should.
Maybe if you had the one tag, you have to wear a crown when you play.
That sounds quite funny, that does.
Well, the Croydon crown. We'll get one going.
You should do.
But yeah. Oh, so just quick shout out to Ryan Gardner. He knows why, and I'll get him a disc soon.
This time it's warranted, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. And thanks to Bowen for hooking it up. People helping people.
I'm just going to put it out there. If anyone needs anything sorting, I'm a fixer. I can sort it. As long as it's in the boundaries of the law, I will get whatever you need.
I need a baby toe with green nail polish by 3 p.m. tomorrow.
Is this the Big Lebowski reference?
Yeah.
I'm a nihilist.
The guy's like, oh, I get you a toe. I get you a toe.
I need to watch that again. We spoke about that before. What a film.
We better not get into it.
No. It will just drag on and on, won't it?
Yeah. So that's kind of a whole, like, what I've been up to thing without us really trying to get into that. But what have you been up to? I heard you're doing some training. Do you want to talk about this?
Training for work.
Your new aspiration.
I haven't informed my employer.
Yeah, never mind.
Not that I have to, but I'm applying for something, and I've got through a couple of levels already, and I've got some more tests to do. They're only online exams at the moment. I've got some more tests to do at the moment, and it's a completely new career change. We'll see if I get it.
Have you always wanted to be a erotic dancer?
That's what we'll call it. Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Yeah, yeah. No one's trying to see that.
No, exactly. But I'm not starting OnlyFans. I am going to be an erotic dancer. That's code for something else. Or I'm aiming to be an erotic dancer.
Yeah.
My only concern is that I might be a little bit old for it now.
In this context, I'm just laughing so much. Okay. Yeah, it's like you got these like old balls and they're like hanging too low and you're like trying to dance on someone.
I'm not that old yet, Josh. You're not hanging that low, mate.
What was that? Was that movie with Adam Sandler and he's got the little kid?
Big Daddy.
Yeah, Big Daddy. When his ex-girlfriend starts dating that super old guy and she's like, he's got a 5-year plan. And he's like, what? To stay alive? It's so good.
They need to make a remake of Happy Gilmore, but with disc golf.
Yeah, that would be great. I think about that a lot. Yeah, but good luck on that. And anything else going on?
No disc golf related stuff. Went up to see my mother. My mother lives.
I heard you got a new frisbee.
I've got a couple of new frisbees.
You got one. You just bought one from the best disc golf shop in the UK, and it's on the way.
Well, no, because I wouldn't need to buy from my own disc golf shop. I have purchased a prototype Athena.
Yeah? Are you excited?
No, because it's just going to go in the cupboard.
You're not going to throw it one time?
No, devalues it straight away.
Because it's a first run.
Because it's prototype.
Oh, prototype, yeah.
I am. You're going to love me. These people call me a scalper, but I bought it, stick it in a cupboard, 3 years' time, sell it for 5 times what it's worth.
Well, what's the minimum amount of time you have to keep a disc before you're not considered a scalper? I think Harry Messenger has a rule on this.
18 months.
That's his rule? Okay. What is your rule?
I have to be careful here because we set up the shop to stop scalpers. But as far as I'm concerned, if someone's willing to pay for it, you may as well sell it. That's capitalism.
Just to clear this, he did not buy it from his own supply. He did buy it from a separate shop.
I did buy it. Not that I have to justify it to anyone. If a disc comes in that me and Duffy like, it's like, well, we're having that. it's the perk of a shop, isn't it? We don't take wages. We reinvest all our money back into it that we make. So if the odd disc comes out that we like, I'm having it. I've got the Athena. I haven't had that delivered yet. I also had delivered today an MD1, a mind bender.
Ooh.
The only reason I bought it, this is me being savvy again, I've got two MD1s already. I've got two of the 15-year anniversary ones that came in the mystery boxes. I have a USA flag stamp mind bender.
Whoa.
I haven't seen many of them on the Discmania pages. So, and we know how much the Americans love the flag and are patriotic. That one again, if it's a successful disc and people like it and people are keen for it, that one might be getting traded away for some goodies in a couple of years' time.
So you got the flag stamp, you've got the normal mindbender with the frog.
Oh yeah, it's still the frog, yeah.
Oh, it's just the actual foil stamp material. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes, yeah.
I see. So you've got three of those? Or two regular MD1s?
I've got two of the 15-year anniversary ones that came in the mystery box, yeah.
Okay, anyway.
And also, whilst I was there, I picked up a slammer as a backup. So
nice.
I do throw expensive discs, so I buy a lot, but I do throw. I've got a Night Strike 3, which is an absolute bomber. It's 166 grams.
Ugh. Such a great weight for a fairway driver.
And it is a bomber. And to be fair, I'm scared to throw it, so I don't throw it that often. I throw my Dart Rebel instead a lot.
Yeah, I gave up on those. I don't even think I threw them.
Duffy reckons that my Night Strike is the most overstable FD he's thrown, but the Night Strike 2 is meant to be more overstable.
Yeah, you don't see many twos, really, do you?
I've just sold two today, posted them out.
Hmm.
I can get hold of whatever disc you want, Josh. You want it, I'll get it for you.
Okay. There you go.
Right. Shall we move on to the news?
Yep.
I'll rattle my way through mine, and then you've actually done some research this week, haven't you?
I mean, if you call research scrambling on my phone for 10 minutes before we get on the Zoom call research, then yes.
What do you think I do for my news every week?
I'm Albert Einstein of this podcast.
There you go. We'll give you that. You are the same age as him. So you were born in the same year.
What do you got for us? I think I know because we've already talked about it, but...
Well, I'm going to start off, probably not, I'm going to start off with the Scottish Open. And that was at the weekend, and it was the last of the Irish and Scottish majors.
Yep, and it looked like a shit show of weather.
I think it was horrendous, to be honest.
At least the first day, I saw some video.
Yeah, it was dead windy, I think, wasn't it? And was it raining?
I think it was more wind than rain, but yeah, probably a little bit of both.
Well, we had some players in the game, actually, in the Chains team did. And but I'm going to start with MPO was won by Rick with a score of 16 under. And he beat Chris O'Brien and Charlie O'Brien in second and third.
Joe was on the list, but he didn't play. So I don't know if he just didn't show up or got there and didn't want to play or what, but we need to find out. You need to investigate.
I'll ask Charlie and see what happened. I did speak to Charlie today.
Okay.
He was moaning at me because I didn't sell Night Strike 2s to him. But I offered them to him about 3 weeks ago and he wasn't interested then, so.
Snooze, you lose.
He's been buying too many trainers, he tells me.
That sounds about right.
And now he's all right, so he must have sold a shit ton of trainers. To be fair, Jamie Matthews came in joint third with Charlie, and
yeah.
Noah came fifth with Chris Smith.
I didn't expect that from Jamie because he's still nursing that Achilles, and I asked him before it started if he was insane because he said he was far away from recovering. I said, well, don't overdo it. And then he ends up finishing, would you say third?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good.
So if he finishes third, that means he'd probably win that tournament, doesn't it?
No. It doesn't mean anything. I'm not falling into that trap. However, I did notice there was not a single 1,000 rated round thrown by any MPO player.
Was there not? Oh, okay. That's interesting to know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hopefully I'm right.
You're going to be wrong now. Whilst you researched that,
I was right.
You were right. Well done, Josh, with the hard hitting news.
That's it.
What you're saying is the MPOs are shit.
I mean, could have been the weather, like I said, but usually that gets adjusted at some point.
Surely that gets adjusted, doesn't it? Yeah. So that's weird, actually. Rachel Turton won FPO, so good warm-up for her for this week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ivan Bromwich won MP50.
The absolute dude.
And the reason I'm saying that is because he is a Brommy, isn't he?
The most legendary disc golfer in my mind in the UK.
And is his Mrs. Sue?
Yeah.
Sue won FP50, so well done to her. The main results, what everyone cares about, MA won. Who was it won by, Josh?
Sammy Havaluatu.
Correct. In a playoff against Ben Preston. So, well done to Sammy. Great result.
Yeah. Is that the second time Sammy's won in a playoff? Or did Sammy... No, Sammy didn't win the playoff in Essex. Sorry, Sammy. I didn't mean to bring that up. I was trying to talk good and it backfired.
He's going
to
be hating you. He knows that you did that on purpose to be nasty, Josh.
I'm staying with him in a house for champs. You know, I'm not trying to spoil our relationship.
That's not going to go well now.
Sammy knows we're good.
One thing I can tell you about Sammy, he holds a grudge.
So what you're saying is, keep one eye open at night.
Lock your door.
I'm sleeping in the living room on the floor.
You want to be prepared then. He'll get you. He doesn't like people bad-talking him.
Well, if you're listening, Sammy, I apologize. And
groveling apology.
What a great win. Like, taking it back to a playoff. You've been there before. This time you took it down.
Now you just sound like you're being sarcastic.
I can't win. I can't win. So,
that's one thing you've learned over the past few months. You can't win with me and Duff. So well done to Sammy. Ben Preston came second. And Michael Sharkey came third. So I think I don't want to cause inter-team tensions. It's a toss-up between those two, Sammy and Sharkey, for who will be crowned the winner of the overall tour.
The tour champion.
Now, I'm going to set my stall out early. I think we've got the winner. Josh, this is when you jump in and you say, no, I think we've got the winner.
I think we do. And also, there were golf starts for the Scottish Open. And when our guy started, the weather was absolutely crap. And then when Sammy started, basically no breeze at all. Everything was easy. So, you know, whatever.
I'm sure there have been other occasions where it's worked the other way as well.
I can't think of any. I call it cheating.
We're waiting for confirmation of who won, but...
This is what I think happened. I think Sammy checked the weather, had a really good weather app, called the Seamus, the TD, and said, look, I want a later tee time. I think that's what happened.
Remember, you're stopping in the same house as him.
Well, I've already blown it, apparently, so, I mean, I'm just going to double down.
No, it is unclear at the moment, but we will find out in the next few days. Whoever wins, either one of them thoroughly deserves it.
Yeah.
I'd nothing against Sharky. I'd like it to be our guy because it's, I mean, he's worked hard. Sammy, I have to give it to him. He is a proper grinder. He's always there. He's always playing. He's always putting himself down. He could have had a better round. Like
he's always stretching.
He gets there. Right, here's the thing. Sharky may have teed off before Sammy. You can guarantee Sammy was there doing his stretching before Sharky turned up.
That's awesome. But yeah, do you think either one of them will move up next year?
I'm not going to make a comment right now.
Okay. All right. It's too soon.
It's been spoken about in the group, but we'll have to just, I don't want to make anyone, I don't want to say anything that might be untrue or that might put pressure on people.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. That's all I'll say.
Well, you can ask him directly, can't you, before he punches your lights out in Devon.
I have one last request. Are you going to Impia?
Sammy and John are going to be rolling around on the floor as we speak.
All right. Well, that's cool. And so we stopped at MA1.
Yeah, FA1 was won by Tiffany Strandbygaard.
Yep.
Fellow American.
Well done.
With Laura Fife in second. And then in MA40, I'll give you one clue who won.
I already know. And he was 4 or 5 strokes off the lead, I think, after the first round. Mr. Adam Keane.
He was 4 strokes off the lead, yes.
I think he tanked the first round because he knew he was going to wipe the floor of them and just wanted to make it look like it was a competition.
Looking at the stats, he was 4 shots behind the first round. Everyone else threw really badly in the second round. He tied his first round score. So that must have been the bad weather, the second round.
Okay.
That's all I can say, because literally everyone else shot 10 shots worse in the second round, apart from Adam, who shot exactly the same. Well,
it was a bigger course as well.
Oh, was it the bigger course?
That's why. So if Keane tied his score, that's actually good from the first round. Yes,
there you go.
Yeah.
MA50 was won by, I forgot to say, second place, my favourite name in UK disc golf, Bo Jesper Rowland. I don't know him, but well done, Bo Jesper.
He's got to be from like Georgia or Alabama.
I don't know if his name's Bo Jesper, Jesper, who knows?
Keep on rolling, baby.
Keep on rolling. That's terrible. Limp Bizkit, that was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
MA50 was won by Trevor Bechtel.
Bechtel?
I'd say it's Bechtel. So, yeah. MA2 was won by, now this is a proper Scottish, this is a true Scottish name, Ross McSporran.
Hmm. Well said.
So, yeah, I did that properly, I think. Quite a stacked field, to be honest. There's some big names in there for MA2. FA2 was run by Bo Pettit, but I'd say it's Petit. I don't Petit. Know. MA3 was won by Daniel Morgan. And I'm sure I've chopped it off. Special mention to, we still haven't worked out if he's a Scottish cousin of the O'Brien family, Peter O'Brien. He's an absolute nutcase in a good way. And one of my favourite disc golfers in the UK. He's a proper legend. MA4 was won by James Hardy. MJ18 by Johnny Warren. FJ18 by Tandela McRae. So, well done to all of them. Special mention, he's already been mentioned once on the show. I think we're going to have to start charging him for every mention. He moaned at me that I didn't say he was included last week in the news. Shane Barron came third in MA50 in the QP Masters event from a couple of weeks ago. There you go, Shane. You moaned like a baby. You got your mention. Are you happy, or are you going to ring me up this week and moan about it?
That's amazing.
So, yeah, well done to Shane. He's a good lad, and he came close to beating some very good players. So, Wayne Davey and Andrew Douse, who are two very good players. So, well done to Shane.
Keep on rolling.
That's it. Team Rimmer, as he keeps telling me. Whatever that means.
I can only imagine what that means.
Let's not imagine.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure what we're imagining isn't what it actually means.
All right.
Right. So, we're done with my portion of news. Let's move to yours.
Well, I just wanted to quiz you a little bit. Give a little bit of history on the USTGC.
You never told me this was a test, Josh.
Well, I want it to be a pop quiz. So, we have the USDGC alongside the Throw Pink Women's Disc Golf Championships, October 6th through the 9th. What state is the USDGC played in?
North Carolina.
Wrong.
I thought it's at Eagles Cross. Not Eagle. Where? What's it at? We spoke about this last week. Did we not look at this last week?
It rhymes with Schmock Schmill.
Schmock Schmill?
The city.
Schmock Schmill? Schmock. I thought it was in Charlotte.
Well, it's outside of Charlotte. Charlotte is the tour championship.
Ah, there we go. That's why. I don't know where this one is. What? Schmock Schmill?
You said North Carolina, but it's actually...
South Carolina.
Yes, in Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Rock Hill. Ah, I was going to say Rock Hill, but yep. I thought, I don't know where Rock Hill is.
Schmock okay, Schmill.
Rock Hill. Schmuck South Schmuck. Carolina. Okay, there's the first one wrong. Let's see if we can get 2 of 2.
Okay. Now, what year did this start becoming a major on the tour?
Was it this century? Can you give me that?
It was not.
1997.
Very close. 1999.
Okay.
It's been 22 years. Of USDGCs. It's never been skipped since then, even through COVID. There are 14 different winners over 22 years.
I know that Paul Macbeth has won it twice. At least.
At least.
Because he had the two times. Oh.
Wait, here's my question. Here's my question.
Yeah, 3 times he's won it. Paul Macbeth's won it 3 times.
Yeah. Who's won it the most times?
Avery Jenkins.
Nope.
Ken Climo.
Yep. At 5 times.
Okay.
The first year he won by 15 strokes.
I'm going to interject here. Because there's this argument online about the GOAT, and everyone says it's Paul Macbeth. Or half the people say Paul Macbeth, half the people say Ken Climo.
I think I like where you're going with this, but I'm not sure yet.
But everyone comes out with Ken Climo's playing postman and dustbinman at his time to win, and that Paul Macbeth is now playing professionals. But my point of view is Ken Climo's won it 12 times. So, and he was never a professional.
He's won Worlds 12 times.
Yeah, Worlds 12 times. Yeah. I'm talking about Worlds.
Just
sorry.
General. Yeah.
Now, Who is the GOAT, Josh?
If you ask me, I think Paul Macbeth is a better player.
Yes, I'd agree. And he's more relevant now as well.
But it's like comparing Steph Curry to Larry Bird.
Michael Jordan's better than Larry Bird.
I'm just saying Larry Bird was known for like shooting. And so is Steph Curry.
Steph Curry's a three-pointer man, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just, you know, it was a different era, obviously. Physical performance has never been this important in disc golf, you know, as every year continues.
Yeah.
And not that Ken Climo wasn't an absolute beast, but yeah, I don't know. I hate to even pick a side, but if I had to, I'd have to go on the Paul Macbeth side. Another interesting, more interesting facts. Big Germ. Yeah, what do you got?
Nate Sexton.
Nate Sexton has won.
Okay.
What year?
2017.
Great, that's good. Okay.
Do you know how I know that?
How?
Bottom stamp Firebirds from 2017.
There you go. That's actually a great way to remember. But yeah, so Big Germ won the year before, 2016. It's his only USDGC. And it was 3 out of 4 rounds got played. The last round got canceled due to Hurricane Matthew. So he won.
By default. By default.
Yeah. So his has an asterisk by it in my book.
Who's the weirdest name to win one? Give me that.
Okay, it's a guy named John Key in 2011, and it doesn't show up on the Wikipedia list of winners. It actually skips to 2011. That's because it was the only time that they had a different format for the competition. So what they did was they had your projected score before you even played based on your rating. And however many strokes you did better than that, that was your under par.
So it's a handicap.
Basically, yeah.
And someone could rock up there and win it.
You just have to beat yourself, basically. You have to have, like, the best round you've ever played for your skill level, and then you've won. So it's this guy, John Key, in 2011. No idea. Never heard of this guy's name. I'm sure he's good. I mean, he's playing that event. But, yeah, a lot of people apparently don't recognize his victory. Kind of sad.
That's a shame. It's not his fault.
I mean, he went and played the competition that they put out in front of him. Like you said earlier, it's like he won the thing. He did what he was supposed to do.
What can you do about it?
Give the man his dues.
Exactly, exactly. I want to go off completely off topic, and it's just sprung to my mind. Have you heard that someone's ban has been reduced?
I did. And I'm good with that. I think it was too long. Now, does it stop before the new season starts?
He doesn't get to play in any more this season.
Well, yeah.
But he will be back next season.
From the first tournament?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Yeah. I think that's fair. Right?
Eww. Tomato, tomato. If you're getting banned for 6 months, you may as well get banned for 9 months as far as I'm concerned.
I don't know. I think 6 months is good. End of the year and a little extra just because. But yeah, it doesn't really... Those last couple months don't mean anything, do they?
No, exactly.
But yeah, I don't think it should extend into next year. He's been off, trying to get help, apparently, whatever that means. And I like having him on tour. I like seeing him play.
He's someone to laugh at, isn't he?
I mean, he also does really good stuff every once in a while, you know? Like, he's an exciting disc golfer, like, all around.
I'd love to have Duffy here right now because he would be fuming.
He doesn't like him. I mean,
he doesn't like him.
Is he the type of person I want to hang out with? Maybe not. But
he,
I do.
He might be. I think he puts it all on, to be honest.
Well, he's just, I don't know, he's very on the surface, right? I feel like he just says what he thinks.
Not wrong with that. I'm a bit like that.
There's a redeeming quality to that.
And everyone in UK disc golf's too scared to say anything to me.
Well, I'm not going to say anything.
And you're not going to say anything about Sammy anymore either, are you?
Well, if you're listening to this, I'm probably already dead. But yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I'm excited about that. Speaking of, he won a USDGC.
I knew he had, because he's the kind who can pull those kind of performances out of the bag.
Think about this, though. It was 2009. The dude's been good for a long time.
His current girlfriend was in, as you'd say, elementary school at that time.
That's...
Was that too far? Was that too far?
No. It's the truth. We have not said an opinion.
Who says the truth will prevail? Who said that?
I don't know.
I'm sure someone famous in America did.
Oh, my God. Yeah. She's young. So, getting back to my fun facts and off of that, the first 9 years was either Climo or Schultz.
Ah, Bazza Schultz. I did have an old Barry Schultz beast. I did, actually. What was he? Was he... how many times champion was he? Was he like 6 times champion or something?
Bazza?
Yeah, he won a few world championships. He won a few. I don't know. It might only be 2 or 3. But I had a Bazza Schultz beast. I wonder what that'd be worth now, eh, Josh?
It's probably pretty good. Is he... He's a 2-time?
I don't know. 2-time it might be.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, now, my question is, what year did Nate Doss win the USDGC? Do you know?
No, did 2008.
Wow. How did you know that?
Just a guess. Guessing the right era.
Oh,
it wasn't
so
2008,
good.
Was it?
That was so good. No, it was.
It was? Oh, okay.
Yeah, great guess.
You sounded sarcastic again here, Josh. That's
no,
the only problem.
It was a great guess. To be honest, I don't really know that much about disc golf history.
No, I don't.
Because when I was playing it back, I think I started playing in... what was that? 2010 or 2009? 2010 or 2011? I didn't watch any disc golf. I only played it. I didn't even really know
where would you watch it then, Josh?
You could still watch it on YouTube, but it was pretty crap. There was no commentary, no music. It was just like one camera angle.
Pixelated.
Yeah.
You just see the disc for the first 20 yards and then it disappears.
Also, they used to like release VHS tapes and DVDs of tournaments.
Right. Whoever's buying them, I want to check your hard drive.
There's nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. So anyway, USDGC is always fun. There's a few changes to the course this year. I don't really know what that means exactly. A couple of the holes are different. I think they've combined a couple of holes.
But so we know it's changed, but we can't tell you what's changed about it.
Yeah, I don't know. You'll see. Everyone will see.
This has fell off the rails today.
Well, they'll tell you in the commentary. That's, you know, while you're watching it. And that's, I don't want to spoil any of that.
We don't want to ruin it, do we?
No. But yeah, that's all I've got on the USTGC. I'm excited for it. And
shall we pick winners?
That's a great idea. Okay. I'm going to say I mean, it's kind of the safe bet in a way.
Paul Macbeth, I know.
Yeah. I mean, he's won it three times. He probably wants to chase down Klimos five times, so he's probably going to be well into it.
I'll get
he's
that.
Either going to go for the gold or just strike out trying.
I think that's a very good choice. Who would you pick as an outsider?
Ricky's never won. Which is kind of surprising, right?
Is this his year?
Maybe it is.
I'd like to see Simon get a major.
Yeah, that's a thing. Although, I think last time he played, he finished like 40th or 50th.
Yeah, so that's my outside shot. I think he deserves it after this season.
Thing is, can he keep it in bounds? Is he going to play the disciplined golf that we know he can play and execute and win with? But is he going to do that?
He's been doing it a lot more now, hasn't he? It's a new Simon.
Yeah.
Is there a crazy shot in there? Probably yes.
I just don't think... I don't know. I wouldn't put any money on it. Let's put it that way.
No, I wouldn't, but I'd like to see him because he's had such a great season. That will... I was thinking about this. You know, we've mentioned it. He could be MVP.
Yeah.
Paul's going to win it because he's won his sixth world. He's going to win the MVP. But I think if Simon gets a major, it's pretty close there because he's been unstoppable across the tour. But then, and I like Simon, he's European, it's good. I like Ricky. I'd like to see Ricky do well.
I think Paul Macbeth or Ricky is going to do it.
Paul's probably odds on favourite at the moment, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about FPO? Oh, did you know, sorry, before we go into that, speaking of Simon, did you know that he didn't even register to play this event until like a couple of days ago?
Can you do that?
Well, he qualified for it way back in the beginning of the season, but he said he was so busy and he just kind of assumed at one point that he had registered for it and never did. And someone sent him a message and said, Simon, why aren't you playing USDGC like 5 days ago? And he's like, you're crazy. I am playing it, obviously.
No,
and then,
you're not.
And then he looked at the website and his name wasn't on the list. So he last minute got on the list.
And skin I guess of his teeth.
Maybe if you're a qualifier, you automatically get in.
Yeah, must be, mustn't it?
You want him at your event, don't you?
Yeah, you do. You
That's going to bring people out.
Do you have shorts on, Josh?
Yeah.
I didn't have you down as a shorts person.
Maybe I don't have any shorts on.
Maybe you've got nothing on. Are you becoming an erotic dancer as well, by any chance?
I've always been an erotic dancer. Only in the safety of my own home, though.
Oh, okay. Do you not fancy? Should we start a burlesque thing, shall we?
I don't think we should.
I don't think anyone's paying to see that.
Should that be the last thing said on the show?
I have one more thing, sorry. We should have some more stuff coming to the shop in the next week or two. I'm not going to announce yet, but we're just waiting for it to land. And for Duffy to get his ass back, and it will be on the shop. We're looking at doing a big order with a manufacturer. If anyone's looking for anything specific, shoot us a message. We might be able to help you out. I'm not going to announce the manufacturer at the moment. But if you are looking for anything specific, message us. We can always say, this is what we're getting. What are you looking for? That's it. And... so, yeah. You got anything to say?
No. I'm excited. Next weekend will be champs.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'll see everyone there that's coming. If not, I will catch you.
Sammy's got you.
Yeah, if not, I'm dead. Yeah, that's it for me.
Right. You can finish it off then.
Remember to keep it in the chains.
Keep it in the chains. Duffy's a bum.
He's got washed away by a hurricane.
There's a shark. We're going to stop it there, Josh.
Thanks for listening to In the Chains. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And if you like the show, please leave us a review. Make sure to check out our YouTube channel to view our round videos and course flythroughs. And hit subscribe there too. Until next time, keep it in the chains.